coach. You lead 24-7 at the break, 38-19 final. What a great game by your guys.
Yeah, I think we played a tough game. I also liked how we came out and really attacked when we took the field, and we were big on that in the pregame. You know, I think that the two away games we've had so far, we've started off fairly poorly, at least to our standards, and this one was good to see us come out on somebody else's field and really start the game off hot.
Well, 256 yards is what we had you for in the first half of offense. I mean, we had the ball, what did I have, six times in the first half? Let me double check. Five possessions in the first half. We scored on four of those, three touchdowns, a field goal, and we had the one turnover. And then you come back in the third quarter on your opening possession, get a touchdown right there. I mean, you were really executing nicely, and the offensive line had a great night.
Yeah, I thought the offensive line played well. We still have so much to work on, and I guess that's a, you know, when you come out of a big win like this, it's nice to say, well, and we have a lot to work on. You know, this isn't our max potential here, so, you know, we plan on being better next week.
Coach, final score tonight, Spencer beat Sergeant Bluff Luton. Your team is the only unbeaten now in 3A District 1.
Yeah, I'd heard that just after our game. Somebody came up and told me that. That's pretty crazy. I think that's a pretty big upset, although maybe it's not. You know, I haven't studied either of their film yet. So it'll be interesting to watch that game and to watch some of the others that they've played and see what went on there.
Visiting with Storm Lake winning head coach Rudy Week, his team improves to 5-0 with a 38-19 win over Humboldt. Can you give us any type of update on Josh Wirge? It looked like, I don't know, his left leg somewhere was hurting him. You took him out early or midway through the third quarter, whenever it was. What's going on?
Yeah, Josh is fine. He got a little banged up. It sounded like he got Charlie horse or something. You know, with the lead the way that it was, we felt like we could hold him out, and then we could tease him for not being very tough. So it worked out well.
You tease him all you want. I got a feeling that he's going to bounce back and have a great game next week for homecoming. What I'd like to talk about is you faced a really, really good quarterback tonight. Drew Thomas has the versatility. He can throw the ball. He can run for yardage. A lot of quarterback draws. How did you feel about the defensive effort against such a capable quarterback?
Oh, Drew's a great quarterback. I was having fun watching him on tape some. You know, it was he's just a fun kid to watch play. He's really electric. Also a great kid. I've known him for years as the Humboldt's coach. Greg Thomas is good friends with my dad. But it's not fun to try to stop him. He really gets out of the pocket and makes some things happen. I thought the defense did well for the most part. I thought we have some stuff that we got to fix. We were late to rolling to coverage when they came out in trips. There's a lack of communication, a couple communication breakdowns that just can't happen. So, you know, while I was okay with the performance, you know, I'm okay this week. We need to fix some stuff.
Coach Week, I have to ask you what life has been like for you this week after the victory over Heelan. Life at school, life with middle school kids probably coming up to you and high-fiving you, the excitement, the enthusiasm, and not just at the school, Coach. This is around town. I mean, our community is abuzz with Storm Lake football right now, and I have a feeling homecoming next week is going to be a huge crowd.
You know, I am really excited for it. It was a big crowd last year, and I have a feeling we'll exceed those numbers. It's crazy the excitement that appears to be going on around the school, but also around the town. You know, people had always said that Storm Lake doesn't care about football, and I found that hard to believe. I had said at the time, you know, I think that they'd buy in if we just let them, and I'm seeing that all over the place. It's been great. I love it here.
Well, with that said, we'll let you go. Enjoy the bus ride home with your kids. Congratulations on the victory, and thanks for coming up.
Thanks, Chris.